is The Inside Story, a program of biblical teaching that we trust will bring insight into God's Word and application to your life today.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Inside Story. Well, the last day of the year. 1982 is almost over, and we stand on the brink of the unknown. What is 1983 going to hold? Only God knows. Somebody said, I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. As we move into the new year, I'm anticipating doing some teaching on the Holy Spirit. And I would beg your prayers as I prepare for this and as we begin to get into it next week. Obviously, the whole subject of who the Holy Spirit is and what he's doing in our generation has been both a blessing and a tremendously difficult area of controversy at the same time. Churches have been split, denominations have been formed, families have come apart over what God intends to be a tremendous blessing. God is pouring out his Spirit. He has been since the day of Pentecost, but he's clearly doing some new things in our own generation. And people have wrestled, especially over the last 25 years or so in the mainline denominations, and tried to understand, tried to fit that into their biblical worldview. And Christians who love the Lord Jesus and who love his word still are sometimes very much divided over the subject of the whole phenomenon of Holy Spirit activity. So it's a much needed subject to be addressed. And yet it's one that I approach with a certain degree of caution because of that. And so I would appeal to you, if the Inside Story has become a source of blessing in your life, that you would just join me in prayer for this new series that we're going to be getting into, and that you would hold that up before the Lord. We've been talking this week about all things being made new. That Jesus Christ makes all things new. That's the point of the gospel. That's the point of his coming. It's not just to visit us. It's not just to demonstrate who he is, but it's to effect a change. 2 Corinthians says, behold, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all is become new. I wonder if you believe that this morning. If you're on your way to work, if you're driving in your car, or if you're at home, or you're already on the job, if it's coffee break time, just pause for a second. Do you really believe that this morning? You look the same. You act largely the same. Do people who know you well perceive that since you've given your life to Jesus, you've become a new creature? They ought to, but it may not be immediately. It may be over 10 or 15 or 20 years. It may be that you look back at what you used to be like and you're overwhelmed at the difference. Occasionally, we meet a Tom Skinner, a man whose life is radically changed in the snap of the fingers. In a moment's instant, he was going one direction and he goes the other. But usually, that sort of person has a change that is that dramatic precisely because he was so much going in the wrong direction. For most of us, we're kind of stumbling along, and it's a very gradual thing as far as the outworking of our commitment to Jesus. But the scripture says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation, a brand new creation. Old things are made new again. All things are new. I want to look at a paragraph in the first chapter of James that speaks about this, and it's usually completely misunderstood. James chapter 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. Now that passage is usually interpreted this way, that God sent his law, he gave us the commandments and the statutes and the ordinances, and in general he gave us the scriptures, for us to look into to see what we ought to have been like. And when we look into that law and we see what we ought to have been like, and then we reflect upon ourselves, we're overwhelmed at how great our failure has been and continues to be. We're overwhelmed with a sense of shortcoming, of guilt, and of the need for forgiveness. And so having looked into the perfect law, we find ourselves driven to our knees and crying out to God in repentance. The law drives us to Christ. It drives us to faith. And that's the way that's usually interpreted. Now, I need to say that that is true. That is exactly what does happen in our looking into the law. And Paul elaborates that subject in the book of Romans. But that's not what James is saying. James is not talking about the man who is just coming to faith, just coming to Christ, by virtue of having looked into the law and seen how bad he is. That's not what James is talking about at all. He's talking about the man who has already come to Christ, who has already put his faith in the Lord Jesus, and who is already a new creation. And he is exhorting such a man, such a woman, to be a doer of the word. Why? Because you can be a doer of the word. Get the imagery here. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself and goes away and forgets what he was like. It's not that I look into the law and I see what I should have been, and I'm overwhelmed with guilt and repentance. No, I look into the mirror and I see what I am truly like. And that I am able in Christ to be a doer of the law, but then I turn away from it and I forget who I am in Christ, and I become a hearer only. It's a very different point that James is making. I challenge you along this line. I challenge you because Scripture challenges you. We're not talking about looking into a law of condemnation and death, which is the words, the phraseology that Paul uses in the book of Romans. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about looking into the law of perfect liberty, that I am able, not of my own strength, but I am able in Christ. I am able under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I am able as I walk in relationship to God by faith, to do and be what he calls me to do and be. What do you see when you look into the mirror? Do you see your own unchanged, unrepentant, unregenerate self, the person you've always been? Or do you see what God sees? If you understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you need to understand that when God looks at you, he sees his own child. He sees the Lord Jesus in you. And this is why Paul talks about it again in Romans in terms of my true self and my old self. It's not that I have completely stopped doing some of these same old ugly things, but that rather, in addition to those, there is a new reality in my life, and that's who I truly am. Not the John Howe I used to be, but the John Howe made new in Christ. And there's a battle between the old man and the new man. But I know who's going to win. Who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you see. That's how it works. What God sees when he looks at you is the person that you are in Christ. He sees his own child in you. What do you see when you look into the mirror? Do you see who you are in Christ? What you're able to do in Christ. In the book of Philippians, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do that, not of myself, but of his strength. And so James's word is a word to Christians. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Do you know that God never gives a command to his kids that they can't obey? Now, they may not obey it, but they can obey it in Christ. He has given us the resources to be the people of God and to do the thing that pleases him. He who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. Pretty good subject for New Year's resolutions, isn't it? That I will do in Christ what God calls me to do. That I will be in Christ who I truly am, a man walking in perfect liberty, because that's the inside story.